You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Landon, and today is March 12th. Today, we're reading out of the book of Genesis. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on His word and His presence. Then he prayed, "Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, 'Please let down your jar that I may have a drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and I'll water your camels too,' let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother, Nahor. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, "Please give me a little water from your jar." "Drink, my lord," she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, "I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough to drink." So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all his camels. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. Genesis chapter 24, verses 12 through 21. Abraham's servant was commissioned to undertake a difficult journey to find a bride for Isaac. After a journey of about 3 weeks, this man arrived with impressive gifts, but an unlikely task: find a woman in a distant land who is of a particular family and who will respond in faith to leave her land and become Isaac's wife. Despite the seeming impossibility of the mission, the servant cried out to God for help, and God orchestrated the events to ensure that Isaac received a wife and the promise of a descendant who would bring universal blessing to mankind. In a similar sense, Jesus carried out a mission to bring his bride to himself. No distance or cost or improbability would keep him from getting his bride. He came from heaven to earth in order to rescue his church. He paid a price for his bride that exceeded the greatest kingly riches imaginable. His blood secured her as his own. Moreover, the sovereign hand of God orchestrated the events of the gospel and the plans of the people's lives so that the improbable, rebels becoming worshipers of God, would become a reality. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for buying me with your life. I'm so grateful to be a part of your body, a part of your bride. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit passionequip.com today.